You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. It's interesting. There are two people in this passage, the king and God. Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king he can physically see. He could physically see the king. He could physically see what the king could do to him, but he didn't fear what the man that he sees could do. He feared what the one that was invisible could do. The Bible says that seeing him who is invisible, he saw the one that was invisible. Moses saw the one that was invisible, and his behavior was dictated by the one that is invisible. Brethren, are you living by the one that is invisible? Are you making decisions based on the one that is invisible, seeing the one that is invisible? According to Ephesians 1:8, that your eyes of understanding be enlightened. You need that eyes to see the invisible. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Moses' decision was based on something he saw. See, that's why many people around you will not understand your decisions, because they can't understand, or they can't see who you are seeing. They cannot see what you see. So it's very difficult. That's why you see the Christian race. Sometimes it's not something you sit down to discuss with people. Decisions are not something you sit down to discuss with people, because the basis for your decision, people can't see it. People can't understand it. And yet, this is not in any way to lead us into error. This is not in any way for us to just make wrong decisions and say, well, since you people cannot see what I'm saying. No. But in working rightly with God, you will be seeing things that men around you cannot see. You'll be working at a level men who are not at that level will find it very difficult to comprehend. And yet, you are not working in error. Because you see, we must balance this. Some people are walking in error, and they base it on the fact that other people cannot see what they are saying. You are preaching something that is contrary to scripture, and you are saying, well, it's because they have not risen to your level. No, that is deception. But you see, Moses, he took a very serious decision, not based on something tangible. Can you believe that? He took a serious decision about his life. He was going to relocate. The reason was because of somebody that is invisible. He was going to give up on sin, pleasures of sin, and on righteousness. He was going to give up on all the goodies he had in Egypt. He was going to give up on the potential to become a king in Egypt. He was giving all of that for something that is invisible. So when they ask him, Moses, so how come you are no longer going to party with us? You no longer have girlfriend and so on. He says, it's because of God. They say, where is that God? Where did he speak with you? Please stop all these things you are doing. You see, that's the problem. They can't see that God. They can't see that God. Do you know this invisible God will make us make decisions to live right? And men will be wondering, what is the basis for our decision? It is the invisible God. See, you must see the invisible God. Oh, you must see the invisible God. Let me tell you, when the Bible says that, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, your father knows you need all these things. What to eat, what to drink, where to sleep. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know the problem? Men read that passage, but they do not see that invisible God. They don't truly believe that if they just focus on seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, their needs will be met. Your need is not based on the economy. It's not based on your president. It's not based on your salary. Your needs will be met as you live in accordance with the will of God. God may be using your salary now. He may be using your work now. But what happens if you can't work again? Does it mean God will not feed you? I'm telling you, God will clothe you and feed you even much more. Brethren, you need to see the invisible God. That's how men of old worked. They took decisions. Abraham was leaving one country to another, and the reason was because of the invisible God. How many people will he explain that to? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.